This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
I don't know what your mother told you, but let me explain it from my side in terms you can understand. You got your doll, right? You got your doll there.
Yeah.
You love your doll?
Yeah.
Yes.
But what if I told you that was the only doll you were allowed to play with the rest of your life? How would you feel?
Sad.
You'd feel sad. Of course.
There's other dolls you like, and they're making new dolls every year. You want a stewardess doll?
Yeah.
What about a slightly overweight cocktail waitress doll?
Yeah.
What about a doll who happens to be best friends with your main doll?
Yeah.
It could happen, right?
Yeah.
What about a doll you only play with one day and never see again?
Yeah.
So that's why me and Mom are getting divorced.
Happiness that comes with the unraveling of a marriage is absolutely difficult. I'm Umar Paganampake Pagan, and tonight on the evening edition, we'll be talking about a service that helps couples get a divorce over one weekend. All you have to do is check in at a hotel, discuss, and sign the necessary documents for the mediator present, and adopt your new single status by the time you check out. The service is aptly called Divorce Hotel. Here to tell us more.
Hello, my name is Michelle Martin, and I'm the mediator and U.S. country manager for the Divorce Hotel.
Michelle, explain to me, what is a divorce hotel? How does it work?
Sure. Well, I know it astounds everyone when they hear about it, but the divorce hotel, it's actually a process where it's a mediated divorce completed over the course of a few days at a luxury hotel. And we have these locations. There are 6 locations in the Netherlands. We're about to launch one in the UK. We have one in New York in the US, and we're about to launch another in California.
And how did the idea come about? What was the source of inspiration?
Sure. So it was started in the UK by a gentleman named Jim Halfen, who watched one of his very good friends going through this just very horrible, painful, long, expensive divorce. And he watched this go on and he just said, this is just horrible. There just has to be another way. And he came up with this whole concept. He knew about mediated divorces where instead of two people having lawyers fighting it out, they can go to a mediator and work through all of the agreements they need to work through with one person. But he wanted to get rid of all of the variables, the big question marks in divorce, which are how long does it take? You know, this one divorce of his friend was going on forever. The other really big variable is how much does it cost? I mean, you have no idea with many of these divorces how long or how much it's going to cost. I know in the US and in the Netherlands as well, it can cost tens of thousands of dollars. I mean, we hear nightmare stories here of divorces costing hundreds of thousands of dollars, no joke, and it just never ends. And then also the other added thing that the longer it goes on, the more it costs, the uglier it gets. And so he came up with this solution that really tackled those three variables. You know, you with Divorce Hotel, you know how long it's going to take, you know before you go in how much it's going to cost, and because it's done in a nice environment, and we've tackled those other things, you end your marriage on a positive note. And you have the opportunity during these 3 days to have time to relax, to reflect, to laugh a little bit, and divorce the way one normally thinks of divorce as this, the worst experience of your entire life, doesn't really have to be that way.
And thus the hotel as well. I guess you remove people from their familiar environments.
Exactly. And that's a big part of it. We want people away from outside influences. We don't want people talking to their friends or their hairdresser, you know, hearing them say, oh, you know, my friend got this much money or you deserve more. Or, you should go talk to my lawyer friend or you're not getting a fair deal. We don't want them hearing that. We don't want them, you know, getting people stirring the pot. We want them away from it all. We don't want them getting distracted or canceling appointments with their mediator or their lawyer or making it drag on longer. We want them away from everything, focused only on this, and getting it done. Studies have found the longer a divorce goes on, it's where the trouble starts, where things really get in the way and things can happen.
So, Michelle, on your website, it says there are three ways to get divorced. Tell us what those three ways are and which has been most popular, I suppose.
Sure. So, really, the most popular way, and we think the best way, is coming to the hotel, staying here, and getting it done over the course of the several days in the hotel, where we just stay here and we get it done. Now, we do a lot of front work up front, so that by the time you arrive at the hotel, certainly we know about you, about your financial situation. We have your paperwork. We know if we have needed to get an appraisal done. We know about your pension information, so that we're not arriving. You're not arriving, and we find out, oh, geez, we didn't realize you had a business to value. You know, we want to make sure that before the end of the weekend, we can get this done, and that it's a divorce that certainly can get done over the course of several days. So we do a lot of upfront work. So the way we prefer, and the way most people have done it, stay at the hotel the entire time. But we are finding we can get so much work done remotely, and we think a lot of people can. I think it's you can do a lot of this work remotely, getting all of the information, doing a lot of mediation via teleconference with these parties before they get to the hotel, so that a lot of work is done ahead of time, so that really they could just stay at the hotel for one day and get a lot of the stuff done ahead of time, where then by the time we come, we have most of it done and we can just sign the paperwork at the hotel. And sort of a new way that we're working on now is just 100% divorce hotel process remotely, which is just sort of a new concept we're working on.
So, Michelle, I suppose the reason why divorces take so long is because they are inherently complicated. You are, for lack of a better word, divorcing this intertwining of two people. And that's a complex process. There's property, there's businesses, there's sometimes children, there's lots of money involved. And is it possible to uncomplicate something like that?
You know, it is. I mean, there are, admittedly, there are some cases that just won't work with divorce hotel. Like, we have to be honest. If there are, you know, businesses and a lot of trust accounts and a lot of just very complex situations, that's likely not a divorce that would work well for divorce hotel, and we wouldn't try to pretend that it would. But to be honest, a mediated divorce, which is essentially what divorce hotel is, whether it happens in the hotel or in a divorce mediator's office, works well for, I'd say, 80% of divorce cases. Lawyers are needed in divorce cases all the time, whether they're mediated or not. But some lawyers really seem to make the process seem more complicated than it is. I mean, it's really, for many, many couples, there in the end are maybe two or three possible solutions that could possibly work. I mean, there may never be a case that one spouse could buy out the other in a house under any circumstances, and that becomes pretty obvious when you look at the various situations. They may not want to. What I find as a mediator, whether I'm doing it as the divorce hotel mediator or through my private mediation practice, or I'm also a financial advisor who works with divorcing couples, there really, when you look at the situation, aren't 50 ways to skin the cat. There are like two or three when it boils down to it. And I'm being honest, it isn't as complex as people like to make it out to be. And it's just leading the people, showing them that. And once they see that and it becomes clear to them, they feel a lot better about that.
So you don't just vet your lawyers, you also vet your clients. Tell me what you look for when you're vetting clients.
Sure. It's if they're calling divorce hotel generally, or even a mediator, generally they're smart enough to know that even if they're hurt, even if they're feeling mad, they're smart enough to know that having a really angry, bitter divorce is not in their best interest or in their children's best interest or in their financial best interest. So that's good. So we're getting a really smart person calling us in the first place. So that's great. So there's that vetting just kind of right off the bat. But then, like we said, if there's a complex business that's going to require a really complex, like outside business valuation, where we're going to have to call in like a long outside valuation expert, that's probably just not going to work for this process. At least, you know, it might work for the, you know, if they went through that process and at the end then decided to come to Divorce Hotel, maybe that would work. But I would probably say, you know, this probably isn't the right place for you. Or if we did happen to get someone that did have, you know, a really bitter feeling toward their spouse and really couldn't drop that feeling, Divorce Hotel might not work. Or if they seem to have any sort of custody issues where they felt like they were trying to take custody away from another parent rather than they were using words like shared parenting or, you know, what's our parenting arrangement going to be? Because that's what we're looking for. Like, how are we all going to work together to parent the kids versus, you know, I'm going to get custody and you're not, that sort of thing. So really complex situations might not work, and very acrimonious situations might not work. But otherwise, they really can work. Most situations can.
So could you tell me what your success rate has been like?
Well, our success rate is 100%. And in the Netherlands, where they've done hundreds of divorce hotel cases, all but one has been successful. And I don't know the exact details around that one, but they said it was some very extenuating circumstances that had less to do with the process and more to do with, I don't know, some other factors. But there, it's really by design, because the truth of the matter is we do enough upfront work that we really don't want the couple to book the stay or actually book the time that they come until we're pretty confident that by the end of the weekend, they'd be able to come to a really good agreement. So it's sort of by design. We don't want to say, yeah, get in here. We'll make sure you're going to have an agreement until we know they can come to a really good agreement. So it's, we make sure that that's going to happen before we let them, you know, travel in some cases, you know, thousands of miles to come to the hotel for the weekend, only to not come to an agreement. It could happen, but we really don't want that to be the case.
Speaking of traveling thousands of miles or hundreds of miles, does the divorce hotel actually run into any complications with regards to policies that vary from state to state or country?
Well, yeah, we take care of all of that up front too. So basically in all divorces, there are basic things that do have to be decided in the agreement, like property division, support, which definitely varies state to state. So we make sure we work with lawyers in those states ahead of time to understand the support, whether they have certain, you know, calculators in those states, understand the laws in those states. We get lawyers from those states to consult with the clients before they come to understand what the support laws in those states are. And we understand all that. But in mediated divorces, the clients, while they have to understand their rights in their state, do come up with their own agreements. So it really can work across state lines, as long as they're then taking that agreement and having a lawyer in that state file it there. So it does work across state lines.
Do you think this is something that could work outside of the Western world and its culture?
Well, I do. I was actually, so I was, you know, excited to have this interview with you. And I read up, you know, a bit about what's going on in Malaysia and the divorce rate. And I read about your, I mean, I guess what would be the equivalent to our like uncontested divorce where both parties agree to divorce. And it was actually very similar, you know, if both parties come up with the agreement together, and as long as they both sign off on the agreement together, it actually seems very, very similar to the way we operate here in the U.S. And it actually, because I get a lot of questions. I've been doing a lot of interviews around the world, and people say, could a divorce hotel open here? And from what I read, and, you know, of course, I didn't get too far into it, but it actually seemed it might actually work well there, at least in helping people come to the agreement they need to get to then be able to file it with your court system. So we're just working with people to come to those agreements they need to get to in order to be able to file it with their courts, provided they're both in agreement that, yes, we want this divorce. We don't want it to ruin our lives. We want to get to this agreement together, and we want to do it the best way possible. And I think it could work, yeah, anywhere in the world that you know, the system is set up to let that happen where it can.
Michelle, you've met a lot of people who were on the verge of divorce and also people who have divorced. What have you found out about divorce? What is it about divorce that we maybe don't understand?
This is what I have. People often ask me, they say, oh my gosh, they say, how can you do your job? Don't you feel like, doesn't it make you depressed? Do you feel awful at the end of the day dealing with that? Like, you know, do you feel stressed out? Are people yelling at each other? And I say, I'm actually amazed at the way people at what is supposed to be like the worst time of their lives are able to come together and work together to make these agreements and do the best for themselves and their children. And actually in this environment that I believe we are creating for people, they laugh a little. I think we're creating this environment. Actually, they laugh more than a little, to tell you the truth. Like, I know it sounds weird, but sometimes we have a little bit of fun, actually. And they have some fun. And I kind of think I, you know, should mention as part of this interview in Divorce Hotel that as part of it, we do a lot of work. We roll up our sleeves, but they also have time to enjoy. You know, the hotels are beautiful. The location of our Divorce Hotel in New York is just, you know, gorgeous. The town is wonderful. There's a lot to do. They have time to enjoy a little bit or do some activities, go out to dinner, and they almost always choose to go out to dinner together. And they leave and say, this was a really great experience. So what I've learned is people rise above their circumstance and that they do want this to be not, I think people are thinking of divorce in a different way and not, oh, I must absolutely despise my ex-spouse. And I think they're thinking of it as my ex-spouse is going to be part of my family for the rest of my life, even though we're not married. And I think that's a difference from maybe the generation before us, where I know people my age whose parents were divorced tell horror stories. Whereas I think people my son's age, it's just so normal for my son's friend's parents to be divorced and for us all to be out, and no one hates each other. It's just normal, if that answers your question. I hope that's sort of what I'm seeing.
It does. And also, I suppose by the time people get to the point when they want to have a divorce, the divorce is usually, at least in my opinion, a stepping stone to happiness because they must be miserable.
Yeah, it's just a different world, and there's not the stigma attached to divorce that there once was. Being a divorced person doesn't have the stigma attached to it it once did. So why does the process of divorce have to be the horrible thing it once was?
wonderful. Michelle, thank you so much for your time.
Well, thank you for having me. I really appreciate it.
That was Michelle Martin, country manager for Divorce Hotel in the United States. If you'd like to listen to the podcast of this show, you should download the BFM app, which you can find at Apple's App Store and on Google Play. This has been the Evening Edition, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.